Good morning. After a clear period overnight allowed temperatures to drop back into the 30s and lower 40s, we are watching an area of clouds advance our way from the coast, as well as another disturbance which is heading our way from the Great Lakes. These two systems will combine to produce cloudy skies over the region through about lunchtime, with the risk of a few scattered showers as well. After that, we'll see some slow clearing and breaks in the cloud cover to yield a little bit of sunshine for the latter stages of the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 40s on average for daytime highs. Skies will tend to clear out late tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the lower 30s once again. High pressure will build in behind these two systems and will produce mostly sunny skies to start the weekend. A northwest breeze, though, on Saturday will keep temperatures in the middle to upper 40s for daytime highs. For the second half of the weekend, we'll start out dry and chilly on Sunday morning, even a little bit of sunshine, but the next disturbance heading our way from the west will bring clouds quickly into the region and eventually some showers before the afternoon is through, with high temperatures close to 50. Behind that system, cooler air will start to move in early next week. In fact, with a mix of sun and clouds, we could even see a few snow showers on Monday with a gusty northwest wind keeping it in the upper 40s. Lower 40s with a few flurries and partly sunny skies on Tuesday before an even colder area of high pressure builds in on Wednesday. Despite sunshine on Wednesday afternoon, it'll be breezy with highs only in the mid-30s, and temperatures will stay in the 30s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a potent low-pressure system will dive into the Pacific Northwest today. This system will produce strong winds as it spreads heavy rain along the coast. Heavy, high-elevation snow will fall across the Cascades and Northern Rockies over the next few days. Snow totals of 1 to 2 feet are likely for many of these areas, but especially the Cascades, where some peaks may see up to 3 feet of snow by Sunday morning. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for these areas. Also, a high wind warnings also in effect for parts of the Pacific Northwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees and a southeast wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 25 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 31, 92% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with scattered showers and highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 45, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 69 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 63 hundredths below normal, and 30.36 inches for the year, which is 4.09 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, which is a half inch below normal, and 1.2 inches for the season, which is 4 tenths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 69, set in 1964, and the record low, 13, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers early, then some late-day sunshine today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs near 50. A few showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers early, then some late-day sunshine today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers early, then some late-day sun today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, mid to upper 40s. Some morning sunshine followed by clouds and showers on Sunday afternoon in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, a few flurries, mainly north and west on Monday, upper 40s. A few flurries or snow showers Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and breezy, lower 40s. Mostly sunny and breezy Wednesday, mid-30s, and sunshine giving way to clouds with a few snow showers on Thursday in the upper 30s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.